Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so great to have you with me here, broadcasting live. No matter what part of the state of Wisconsin you are in, it is great to have you here. I hope you are not getting the weather we are getting here in Northeast Wisconsin. It is absolutely terrible. But, you know, we'll get to the bottom of that for you. We'll try to get you some answers, especially those of you, like I said, in this area. Brittany Merlot will be here later to answer our weather questions and make us feel at peace. But either way, we are doing Nightlight. We're gonna chill out. We're going to hang out together. I got the studio lit. I got the Nightlight thing behind me. What do you call that, Conrad? A screen?
It's a TV.
It's a TV, yeah.
But it's screening an iPad.
It's meant to look like my living room. Join us on the stream. You can see exactly what I'm talking about. And it's great fun. You can watch. Conrad, tell people how they can watch.
Of course, yeah. So we're on Facebook under WGBW and under Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, WGBW.
Absolutely we are. So please feel free to join us on any of those platforms. Give us a like while you're there if you don't mind. Because we like you. It's only fair, right? Sure. a lot of fun stuff happening on the show tonight. And a lot of stuff I have to let you guys know about that isn't directly related to Nightlight, but is definitely related to Civic Media. All throughout the show, at the top and the bottom of the hour, between 7 and 8, which is this hour, we will be getting you some election results if you're interested. There was an election today in Wisconsin. The Civic Media News team will have returns twice every hour between 8 and 11, so stay tuned. That's coming up, and I'll have another update for you guys. So twice every hour, top and bottom, we'll get you guys some election results. Stay tuned. And in the meantime, let's try to have a few laughs, talk a little TV and film, and do what we do here at Nightlight. It's so much fun when you're talking movies and TV. I've been watching a lot of TV lately, and I'm not even ashamed to say it. I'm watching Shogun. I finished Three Body Problem. And we got to talk a little bit about Godzilla X Kong. Or is that Twitter Kong? I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with that title, but it's interesting. Got some great guests tonight, too. As usual, author Stacey Ryan will be here at 7:35. She's a writer, and she writes to help people deal with loss. And she has a very interesting approach. We'll talk to Stacey. And I love talking to writers because I love finding out what their process is, whether they write for long stretches or a certain amount of time every day. And she writes to deal with loss she's had in her life. So if you're dealing with something like that, or if you need a book to read, that might sound kind of morbid, but it's entertainment and it helps heal. So Stacey will be here at 7:35. At 8:35, Nathan Deming will be here. He's a filmmaker with a film in this year's Wisconsin Film Festival, which starts Thursday night, April 4th in Madison. Festivities kick off at the Barrymore Theater on the Near East Side there in Madison. That is always a fun event. If you're in the area, I highly recommend it. Nathan, this is Nathan's either third or fourth film that he's had at the Wisconsin Film Festival. He is LA-based, but from the Eau Claire area originally, and most of his films are shot in that area. He showcases beautiful areas of our state, and he's a really good interview. And in between that, Brittany Merlot will join us shortly after the 8 o'clock hour. As I mentioned, Brittany's so much fun to have on the show. She'll tell us what we can expect with the storm we're getting here in Northeast Wisconsin. I don't even know. Are they getting it west of here, Conrad?
I'm not totally sure. We'll have to ask Brittany about that.
Hey, listen, you know what? That's about enough attitude from you. I wasn't expecting a five-day forecast from the K-Man, but come on.
Well, next Tuesday is supposed to be 71.
Okay. That's a one-day forecast. That's all I need to hear. I love it.
But I was only looking for the hot weather. My forecast.
So remember the last time there was bad weather in Green Bay? I ended up being here for like 3 days because the weather was so terrible. Do you remember the hot tub story I told you?
Yes.
I was like, oh, well, at least I get a hot tub. I go down there and there's like a middle school gymnastics event. So it was like 80, 12-year-old girls and me in the pool area. You want to talk about feeling creepy. Anyway, today I'm at a different hotel and same deal. It's a cold day. I was soaked because I walked over to cover part of the Trump rally for Civic Media. I got a few sound bites. I interviewed some people that were attending and I walked back and I was soaking wet. I said, I'm going to the hot tub. I don't know what it is about me that attracts people in hot tubs, but they start yakking away. It was a mom and like four kids. And then I think a grandmother or her mother-in-law who started going off on, they're bringing the woolly mammoth back. And I said, who's doing that? She said, the government. The government is bringing the woolly mammoth back. I was like, oh, no kidding. Why would they do that? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know what they do. I'm like, okay. So then she continues about Mars, and she was mumbling, and I didn't want to encourage her too much. I wasn't really that interested. But once she got to this topic of babies being sent to the moon, that got my interest again. She said they're sending babies to the moon. I was like, Conrad, you and I are in a hot tub right now, let's say. And I say, hey, guess what? They're sending babies to the moon. How do you come back to that?
I'm standing up and leaving the hot tub.
All right, but here's 16 years of Catholic school, Pete. I don't want to make her feel... She's obviously... I mean, it looked like life had kind of kicked her butt a little bit. And I didn't want to, you know... I didn't want to make her feel bad. So I sat there, because that's what a dope I am. Time is precious. And I'm like, oh, let me give you this complete stranger who's obviously out of her mind more time. Babies, they're shipping babies to the moon.
So it's like a full rocket of just babies.
Amazon, I guess, yeah. And with free delivery with Prime, of course. I don't know when I wanted to say, you know, they've already been to the moon. Nobody lives there. So unless there's a whole culture of conspiracy theorists that I don't know about. Like, I think I know some of the main ones, Flat Earth, Bigfoot, all that kind of stuff. And I like talking about Bigfoot, actually. I always, whenever I meet Bigfoot people, I talk to them. I'm curious. But man, this one threw me, I have to say. So I waited like the requisite 5 minutes and I'm like, well, I gotta run. Ladies, great seeing you. Good luck with the whole baby on the moon thing.
I gotta know, how long, those three conversations, how long were you in that hot tub, actually?
10 minutes. Not even, maybe.
Those are some crazy topics to just go over in 10 minutes.
And they were all, and she was kind of talking about it under her breath a little bit. Like, she didn't want her daughter, the mom of the kids, to hear, because the daughter would have said, mom, not again, or something. But I honestly was like, okay. I don't know. It was terrible. So that is probably my last hot tub experience in Green Bay for the foreseeable future.
Or you go in there again and you pass it forward.
I say something even crazier.
Exactly.
Yeah. That would take some doing. So that was my day. And as I mentioned, I went to the, do we have a clip ready from my talk with people over at the rally?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I went over, Civic Media said, hey, go down there, talk to some people, find out what they think about the rally. So it's right here by the station. I walked over there, and there was a long line of people, and it was so windy. The weather was so terrible. And so I eventually found a parking garage I could interview people in where I could get some legible audio. So as usual, I like talking to people. I don't care who you're voting for. I want to talk to people, even people in a hot tub, talking about babies on the moon. That piques my interest. So I talked to people, and we talked a little bit about Trump, and we talked a little bit about what Trump supporters are watching on TV because, you know, what do I say about entertainment, Conrad? Like sports.
It's
the great unifier.
Yeah.
We build bridges. We watch the same shows. I talked to someone today that watched Seinfeld. And then this brought back a memory. There were some Tim Allen fans there. So play that one.
There you go. So you don't want, like, when you're done watching news, for me personally, I watch my share of news. It gets depressing. Do you watch something to escape?
sports, cop shows, soap operas, whatever?
The old half-hour sitcoms, because the new stuff isn't...
Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing, yeah.
What is that show? I know that show.
Tim Allen.
Oh, Tim Allen. Yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah, yeah. My buddy writes for it, yeah. I used to do stand-up comedy. I worked with Tim Allen ages ago, shortly after
he got out of jail.
So, and he was nice to me. I've heard mixed stuff about him, but he was nice to me. So... Let me just ask you this, too. Is there anything Trump could do that would get you not to vote for him?
No, because why would you vote for Biden?
Okay.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the guy. He should be at home.
You think he's too old?
Yeah. He doesn't know what he's all doing.
But what about the rumors that Trump has been kind of losing a little bit, too? He's getting up there, too.
No.
Rumors are lies. And he's not.
He's not.
Might be him.
That was Trump. He just did it. He drove past in a Mustang and just beeped the horn and waved at everybody. So that was my day at the Trump. And then we have another one too. What's the one? Play the. What's this one?
Do you guys have passes or are you scalping
tickets? Oh yeah, play that. Play Trump 4, Conrad. I tried to scalp tickets.
I do not have that.
Oh,
one.
You don't have that one. Okay, yeah. We'll come back to that. So. It was a fun day talking to the people about what they watch on TV. I will say they are serious. Like, there is nothing that guy could do that would, and I thought that was fair. Like, I used to like Bill Clinton. I don't dislike him. Well, you know, when stuff comes out, it's kind of like, okay, you can change your mind, right? We're allowed to do that, right, Conrad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
you took a powder there.
It's once a show.
Conrad's like, this is supposed to be about entertainment. Why are you talking about Donald Trump? Okay, fair enough. We got some texts. All right. Oh, I love this. Sheila Rosenberg Seidel. I hope I'm saying that right. put the surprise emoji to the moon. Sheila, that is the exact expression I had on my face when this woman was saying this stuff to me about sending babies to the moon. I was lost. Rob Lehman chimes in. 3.5 inches of wet. Heavy snow in southwestern Shawano County near Tigerton Roads. Very bad. Yeah, is Shawano considered northeast Wisconsin? I don't know, but it obviously that's west of here and they're getting it too there. Thank you, Rob, for the update. We'll see how that meshes with what Brittany says even further west at 8:05, coming up at 7:35. Author Stacy Ryan. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Brian Regan and have a laugh. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I return.
Welcome back. So I forgot in the opening of the show to give our question tonight, and this is interesting. So I had a question. I liked it okay, but during the break, I saw a text from a listener from the 262, John from Milwaukee. Says, Pete, Conrad, what's your favorite movie that features a big snowstorm? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a good one. John, South of the Blizzard. That's a great question, Conrad. We're going with John's question.
Sounds good.
We're going to change it up. The show is interactive, folks. You can get involved. And sometimes we concede when we did not come up with the best question. This is better. What's your favorite movie that features a big snowstorm? And I'm even going to cheat and say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles only because it's one of my top five movies of all time. It's like very close to being a perfect movie, in my opinion. There's no... weak link. The performances are great. The script is great. The story escalates. It keeps getting worse and worse. And then at the end, there's that tug on the heartstrings that comes out of nowhere. It was just beautiful. So well done, John. That's our question. What's your favorite movie that features a big snowstorm? There was a movie out years ago with Chris Elliott who played a snowplow guy. Snow Day, it was called.
Yes.
And I think that was for a certain generation. That's probably up there too. So what is your favorite movie that features a snowstorm? Let us know. That question comes to us via John in Milwaukee, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can let us know on the stream. Like some people have already chimed in, you can go to the app. The app is so easy to use, folks. Download it. We're on statewide. Click on any station and click the text icon. It's right there, and it's super easy to use. We had a guest on a few weeks ago, Nathan Sill, young guy, a parkour guy, an enthusiast, suffered a kind of a life-altering injury. Like, he's not laid up, but his ankle's all messed up. He had some serious injuries. He made a movie about his experiences and about skateboarding and parkour, and it's called Afterglow. So if you're in the Beloit area, April 10th, Nathan's film, if you heard us interviewing that night, you might be interested in seeing this. April 10th, Afterglow is at the Beloit Film Festival. The festival starts on the 5th. It's crazy because the Wisconsin Film Festival starts on the 4th, on Thursday. The Beloit Festival starts on the 5th. I think Milwaukee starts like literally the day Wisconsin ends. That's three film festivals in 2 weeks. So great stuff for moviegoers. Also on the text from the 216, the day after tomorrow. All right, I have to look that up because is the day after tomorrow the nuclear movie? I'm looking that up. The day after tomorrow. I think that was the one. Yeah. Okay. DC. Must make a daring trek from Washington, D.C., a paleoclimatologist to New York City to reach his son, trapped in the crosshairs of a sudden international storm, which plunges the planet into a new ice age. I did not see this movie. I was confusing this with the nuclear. All right, this is Dennis Quaid, Jake Gyllenhaal from Roadhouse fame. Great cast. All right, thank you, 262. Not 262, 216. I'm adding that to my list. The day after tomorrow. Very nice. So we got snow day, day after tomorrow, planes, trains, and automobiles. From the 920, Steve says, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the bad snowstorm that made him famous. Conrad, your dad just made a really nice pull.
Yeah.
I would not have gone animated Christmas films. That's
or is phenomenal. It the claymation one?
I don't know. Is your might dad.
Be the enemy. I don't know which one. I think he's talking about the claymation.
Either one. Was,
yeah.
They work. Those are great. So that's our question for tonight. Please feel free to weigh in. As always, it's fun when you guys get involved. You know, I'm very excited, too. I want to plug this. On Thursday night, comedian Tom Dreesen will be here at Nightlight. He's a famous comic. He's been doing stand-up comedy for about 60 years, maybe 50. 50 at least, probably 60. His comedy partner was Venus Flytrap from WKRP, an actor named Tim Reed. They were a comedy team. I want to say they were the first interracial comedy team there ever was. And they were together for a long time, split up. Tom went on, they both went on to have successful careers. Tom just became this like juggernaut of a stand-up comedian, and he ended up opening for Sinatra for decades. They became very good friends. Tom is one of the nicest guys in show business. He treats everybody, an open micer, a fellow headliner, whomever. He's just a gentleman's gentleman. In fact, I reached out. I didn't have any contact information on him. I hadn't talked to him in about 20 years. Sent him a Facebook message. Within 5 minutes, I hear back from Tom Dreesen. He's like 80, and he's on Facebook Messenger. I think that's so cool. So Tom will be here Thursday night to talk about some of his stories, talk a little Sinatra. He'll talk about the time, I hope, I'm going to ask him anyway, about the time Harry Carey outdrank Frank Sinatra. And Sinatra threw up his arms and just said, okay, you win. So that will be fun to have Tom on the show Thursday night. Okay, so as I mentioned last night, I was on Don Rosen's show on WRJN yesterday morning. And Don is a big-time comedy fan. You might remember, if you're a regular listener, Don, I would say about 5 weeks ago, was on the show. Informed us that he went to grade school with Jerry Seinfeld, and they were very good friends. And who was the guy, Conrad? They had a friend who was ticked off that Seinfeld never hung out with them anymore. Like, the guy was in his 30s and still like, Jerry never calls us anymore. It's like, what the? And they wrote a Seinfeld about it. I can't remember the name of the character, but they kind of made fun of that guy. And I just love it. Anyway, Don is a big comedy fan. One of his favorite fans, favorite comedians is Brian Regan. He's one of mine too. So let's hear a little Brian Regan right now. This is Brian Regan going to the emergency room and complaining about the parking situation.
So I pull up at the entrance to the emergency room. No valet parking. I mean, if that's not the biggest oversight in our solar system. If there's ever a time where you want to go, can you park this? Because I need to collapse immediately. But no, I'm circling around a parking lot. Can I park that? I think I'm going to die. I'm dying too. Okay, go ahead. I'll go up a couple levels. Unbelievable. I don't care if you're driving yourself or someone else to the emergency room. You still want to get out and run in with them. Are you supposed to drop somebody off and go park a car? Okay, you go in. Tell them you're shot. Ask them if they validate.
Brian Regan's so great. We'll hear more from Brian Regan later in the show. And Don Rosen will be on the show next, I want to say, a week from tonight. So that's what I'll say. Okay, so in just a few minutes, folks, author Stacey Ryan will be here. She writes about loss. She's a writer, an accomplished writer, and prolific. And she's going to be here to talk to us about her process and some of the things she writes about, which sometimes are difficult, but I'm kind of fascinated by her story. So we'll hear from Stacey in just a few minutes. Coming up at 8:05, a weather update. This is getting ridiculous. And I'm going to blame Brittany Merlot. She'll be here at 8:05. It's Brittany's fault. And Nathan Deming, the great filmmaker, at 8:35. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, Joe!
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. A couple more texts here today. Our question tonight, it was an audible at the last minute, thanks to John from Milwaukee. What's your favorite movie that features a big snowstorm? And if you just have a movie that's weather-related, that's fine, too, if you want to share that. We've gotten some good ones so far. Here's another one also from the 216. The Holiday, another film I have not seen. And it has a great cast. Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, Jack Black. It's from 2006.
Jack Black in a rom-com.
It's not that unheard of, is it?
I feel like that's not that role he really takes on.
Maybe
most of the
he's
time.
Not being Jack Blackie, that Jack Blackie.
not in that movie, really.
Right. I mean, he is a good actor. I'm sure he could do well in whatever role he took. And then Paula Conrad's mom checking in from the 920. Chronicles of Narnia. Wow, that's a good one, too. I never would have thought of these movies. Like, I've not seen The Holiday. I've not seen The Day After Tomorrow. Maybe I'm not the movie guy I think I am.
Uh-oh.
It's a Nightlight with Conrad Krieger starting tomorrow night. So this is the worst light, too. Do you see this feed? I mean, I have pale skin to begin with, but I look like I should be sent to the moon right now. This is terrible. The most unflattering light. That's Brittany Merlot's fault, too. I'll blame that on Brittany at 8:05. Okay, so this is the perfect time, I think, to have a writer on the show. I don't know why I'm in a writer mood today. Maybe it's the snow and the storm outside, but this is exciting. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a writer. I love having writers on the show. Stacey Ryan joins us now. Hello, Stacey.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Join the April Fool's storm, I guess.
Yeah. Are you in Northeast Wisconsin?
I'm in Green Bay.
Oh, you were in Green Bay. You could have come in tonight. I got an empty chair here. How soon can you get here?
Well, 5 minutes.
Conrad's got a tandem bike. I'm going to send him over right now to pick you up. Bundle up. We'll get you in here.
He'll Uber me there.
Nice. Hey, I had to wait. I got a hotel because the weather's so horrible and I only live an hour away. And then Uber was like 40 minute wait because of the rally over here.
Oh, right.
For the Trump Master General. So I walked. I'm literally soaking wet, Stacey. I'm trying to get some sympathy here. Is it working?
I'm sorry. I do. I feel bad for you. I
don't believe you. Anyway, it's nice to have you here. So I was fascinated reading about you. You're a writer. You write about loss. Can you tell us how you found that genre? Is it a genre?
I guess so. So this is all new to me. I will just tell you that. So in December of 2020, I lost my husband after a year-long battle with cancer. And we were married for 27 years, together for 30. It was, you know, not the best year of my life in 2020, right? Yeah. So as I tried to discover myself and find my new life, my husband, who was an amazing human, was super adamant. We had hundreds of conversations the last year of his life about him wanting me to live my best life, live it with purpose. He influenced me. He said, "You have so much to offer this world. Just, you know, keep living your best life." Well, at the time, I really had no idea how I was going to do that. But through a lot of healing in 2021, I journaled a lot while he was sick and while the year after he passed away. And I started sharing those journal entries with some close friends and family. And it was really raw stuff. It was the stuff that was in my head. And I was just trying to get it out on paper and to just help me with through the healing process. And my friends were saying, "Stacey, you need to write a book." I'm like, "Okay." And they just told me that I have some way of inspiring people even after the tragic, you know, thing that I went through. So I just took a leap of faith. And in 2022, I decided to write a book about my life experiences. And I started a podcast all by myself.
Wow. Nice. So, all right. So what do you prefer? I have so many questions here. I'm trying to figure out how. So you kind of became a writer after the illness, your husband's bout with the illness. Were you not a writer before that? So it's purely journaling that led you to writing.
Correct. I have a corporate human resources and fitness background. So this is completely new territory for me. I am someone who likes to challenge myself, not afraid to try new things. This is definitely in a new category. But in the beginning of me deciding to, all right, you know what? Maybe I will try to write a book and share my story. I didn't, and I still actually, I've gone into this with the whole, I have no regrets and no expectations. So I have no regrets writing this because I'm sharing my story. It helped me. And my only hope in writing and sharing all of this raw detail is to help that one person that's out there that may be struggling at right now or at some point through whatever situation they're going through. I want them to know they're not alone because it's scary. It's the most challenging thing that, you know, you have to go through in life. In my situation, you do not have to have the same situation. It's really just talks about when something in your life happens unexpected or, you know, that you're not prepared for. There's just so much life to live after that. It took me, you know, years to figure that out and to get stronger. But that's what I write about, is what I've done. So my kind of the backstory of the books versus the podcast, the book series. So I have three books that are coming out. One actually launched last week.
Yeah, I was going to say it's 46 days, just the beginning of my healing journey. Tell us about that and tell people where they can find it.
So the book is about, so my husband passed away in December of 2020, like I said, and in February of 2021, it was just a really long year in 2020, so I just needed to get away for a while. So I packed up his truck, and the point of the 46 days is I just happened to be gone for 46 days.
Okay.
went from Wisconsin to Florida to Colorado, and I talk about what I did on that journey to begin the healing process, what I learned through that process. I share the journal entries. I share my thoughts. It's, you know, I've had some widows who have already read the book, and it brings back some triggering thoughts of things that they went through as well. But at the end of the day and the end of the book, the goal and the hope is that it leaves you inspired to continue to live your best life. So that's what book one is. Book two is in my 30s. I was doing Ironman and living my best life then.
Wow.
And I write about those years of my life that I've realized now 20 years later that crossing the finish line of my first Ironman and the other accomplishments that I did, it wasn't about crossing the finish line. That time in my life, I didn't know it, but it really provided me the strength that I needed for my future self. So I talk about how I apply that, the strength that I got from doing the Ironman, everything I learned, and I just kind of apply it to my, how I dealt with, you know, hearing that my husband's cancer was terminal. Book three is about, I also am a cancer survivor. So in my 40s, I got diagnosed with cancer. Obviously, I'm still here to talk about it. And so in book three, I will very openly share what it was like for myself and my husband to go through cancer for both of us. I mean, it was out of the blue. It was one day we didn't feel good. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, we found ourselves in this dreary patient or, you know, in the doctor's office telling us that we had cancer. So both journeys are different, but I will openly share what we went through that at that time. My podcast. So both of those, or all three of those books, will be released this year. 46 days. It's available via my website. I'm having some book launch parties. Follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You can also buy it through my distributor, which all the links are on my website and my social media.
Okay.
And then book two will be coming out in June, and book three will be coming out in September.
How do you do that? It's such a short window. Is that like a marketing strategy or something?
I'm on a mission.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a 100-page book. It's a super easy read.
Okay.
It's not, you know, I'm not writing novels. I'm really trying to stay to the point of what I'm trying to, you know, I guess share. So I don't claim to be a professional author or a professional podcaster for that matter. It's just simply Stacy sharing her story. You know, I hope other people also get inspired to, because I've had feedback from people in my life. Man, Stacy, I've always wanted to write a book, or I started one, and you know, life happened. I happen to have the opportunity to have the time to do this, so I don't take that for granted. But I don't know. I hope I inspire people to really just follow their dreams, because as I know, life is too short. So my podcast is called Whole New Life. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple. My link to my platform is also on my website. But what I talk about on there is what I did in chronological order since losing my husband. So my books are kind of my life experiences of who I am as a person. And my podcast is about what I did. I mean, I share every journal entry. I share every feeling. I share what I talked about with my counselor.
Wow.
And my episodes there's about 20 episodes that I have out there. They're 10 to 15 minutes long. It's very point specific, and it's from 2021 through 2022. And they're all out there. I'm done with season one and season two as it is. And what I want to do after my book series is released and done for September is I'm turning my podcast now. I've shared what I wanted to share, like what I've done, and I've had guests on there. And now I've met, I don't know, it's like a sad thing, but I feel fortunate at the same time. I've met a bunch of widows in my life in the last 3 years who have gone through something, you know, similar as far as losing their spouse at a young age. And that's kind of where Whole New Life was, where I created that, because I was talking to a girlfriend one day in 2022, and I'm like, you know, my gosh, we were in our 50s and we were together with our spouses for over 30 years. It's like we could literally live a whole new life, another 30 years. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to write this down. And that's really where it all came from, is just us in the car one day driving around and talking about stuff. So I really just want to share all of this with people again for the sole purpose of letting them know they're not alone and to inspire them to live their best life. So season three for my podcast that'll come out this late summer, early fall, is I'm going to turn it into, I'm building the format in my head as we speak, like a widow's community. And in my podcast episodes, the things that I talk about, they're real stuff that I went through, but I always wanted to end my episode with, you know, how, what I've learned and how I grew from those experiences. Like, so I always wanted to, you know, end those each episodes, which I feel like I, you know, I did, and I want to continue that. So I want to build this widows community where I have guests from all over the world. I've started networking with some of the podcast platforms that I have and invite widows to share their story or a part of their story on an episode, but still leave at the end of that episode with some type of learning, growth and inspiration.
Stacey, that's so great. I wish you luck with that. And keep writing, even after you're totally healed, keep writing and sharing everything that you can with people. That's so great. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a great night. That's Stacey Ryan, the author. We'll get, Conrad, let's find her website again. I'll share that when we come back from the break, but, so great hanging out with other writers here at Nightlight. Brittany Merlot is coming up at 8:05. We're going to talk weather, but before that, we're going to have a few more laughs. So don't go away. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. So it was really interesting. Stacey Ryan's website is Stacey Ryan Author. If you're dealing with loss, I highly recommend you check out Stacey Ryan Author. There's links to her podcasts and her books. So thank you, Stacey. Our question tonight, one more time, is Conrad, what's our question? What's your favorite movie that features a big snowstorm or is weather related? Some really good ones that I did not think of initially, but from the 608, St. Mary's made. Oh, this is to the Brian Regan question. Okay. Dr. Zhivago movie, eerie and sad from the 608. And then the 608 follows it up with a Brian Regan comment. St. Mary's made me park and wait outside in 45 degree weather while my wife was in the ER. That's true. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, comedy shows us the way. Like, this was a joke Brian Regan had about the fact that they didn't have a valet. How are you supposed to drop a friend off at the ER? Unless you call an ambulance for yourself, which is part of that routine as well. I highly recommend it. This is from the Brian Regan special, I Walked on the Moon. And it is a comedy masterpiece. I highly recommend you check it out. But we are asking for texts tonight from you, the listener. What is the best movie or what's your favorite movie that features a big snowstorm or some type of weather-related issue? Conrad, let's do another Brian Regan clip. Let's go to the next one you had, the pain level one. I like that one too.
He told me to watch what I'm eating, told me to read food labels. I'm in a store reading a Fig Newtons label. I've always liked Fig Newtons. I'm trying to see if it's okay to eat them, and everything looked fine, the fat content, everything. I looked at the serving size, 2 cookies. Who the hell eats 2 cookies? I eat Fig Newtons by the sleeve. Two sleeves is a serving size. I open them both and eat them like a tree chipper. Fig Newton shavings coming off the side. Then I put a Newton catcher and empty that bag out as a snack. What the hell are they talking about? Two Fig Newtons. They're the size of a postage stamp. You want another one? Oh, I don't know. I've already had two whole entire Fig Newtons. Maybe I could try to muscle one more down, but I don't think I'm going to. I am stuffed to the rafters. They're nuts. We got an ER here. We got a three Fig Newton eater. How many did he have? What is he, nuts? Doesn't he read? Who's coming up with serving sizes? A serving size of ice cream is a half a cup. What is that? Is that like a joke some guy put on there? Hey, come here. Look what I put for the serving size. Did you see? I just did it as a joke, but they're going out like that. I don't know what to do. Just let it go. I guess there's nothing you can do now. You ever know anybody to eat a half a cup of ice cream? Hey, you want to go grab something to eat? Oh, no. I had a half a cup of ice cream. Yeah, a whole half a cup. I just kept eating and eating and eating. I must have had two spoonfuls. I think a serving size of ice cream is when you hear the spoon hit the bottom of the container. When you can't do this anymore.
That's Brian Regan. So great. And do you like Fig Newtons, Conrad?
I can't remember the last time I had one, but yeah, they're not bad.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Not my favorite cookie.
But I agree with what he's saying.
Yeah, I do too. A friend of mine texted me the movie Crawl. I don't know if anyone saw Crawl, but it stars Barry Pepper, who's stuck at his house in Florida. Might want to tell your parents about this, Conrad, but there's all these alligators on the loose and his daughter goes to rescue them and they get trapped beneath the house that is flooded and there's these alligators. I saw it in the theaters probably 6-7 years ago. I don't even remember if it was good, but it was, those scenes are terrifying. And that's a movie that deals with a hurricane. And then my friend also texted me and I didn't consider this one, Do the Right Thing. A Spike Lee film from 1988 or 89 deals with the hottest day of the summer in New York City and racial tensions. And it was his follow-up to the film She's Gotta Have It. Do we still have Do the Right Thing clips, Conrad?
Yeah, I would have to dig them up. You
have to dig them up. Okay. Great film. And I think I pulled those for Spike Lee's birthday a couple weeks ago, and we never used them, but I never would have considered that. You're right. A movie that's weather-related, it could be dealing with the heat as well. So these are all great, though. Conrad, you found a... Where the heck did you find that? And this reminds me, because Brian Regan used to do a joke about, like, when these restaurants are so iconic, and you look at it and you know that used to be an Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. That used to be an IHOP. And IHOP specifically had a very unique look. And he used to do this joke about a guy going in and making a joke to the banker because the bank moved into the old IHOP, but it still looks like an IHOP. And Brian Regan acts like the bank customer saying, can I get a Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity? And the guy getting mad because he hears that joke all the time. But you found, this is a true thing. Tell the good people what you found.
So yesterday we were, you know, going with the April Fool's jokes about all these different brands that were faking flavors. Lay's actually made an IHOP Rudy Tooty, Freshy Fruity, flavored chip.
Yeah.
And it's actually real.
I mean, how bored are we as a society? Like, I believed Big Bite hot dog seltzer water was a thing.
I mean, it did come out a week earlier, so that's on them.
It's a cheat. That's not fair. Kurterberger had the, you know, courtesy of coming out actually on April Fool's, or the announcement anyway. But Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity potato chips, folks. Check them out. You can only get them where? At Walmart, right?
Yeah, Walmart. That's where I saw it. It was a Walmart ad.
That's probably a good way to control how many potato chips you eat, because it'd be like, eh.
Yeah, those.
One serving. It's fine. 8 chips. I'm done. Side of pancakes. All right. When we come back, coming up next, Brittany Merlot has got to be the happiest person in the world. We finally get the snow she so craves. The Snow Queen is coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wab on the Civic Media Radio Network. And she's taking a drag.